Welcome to Financial Wellness at Work, the only podcast devoted to sharing the stories of everyday employees who have transformed their financial lives by giving financial coaching a try.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Financial Wellness at Work. My name is Julie Everett. I'm one of the financial coaches here at Financial Finesse. And today we've got two people visiting with us. So first of all, we have one of the coaches, Linda Robertson, who is kind of known as the planner to be, I guess, here on the team. So I'm so glad to finally have her on the podcast. But we also have Edson Cortez. And Edson is an employee with a consulting firm in New York City. And we're lucky to have him because he very recently was featured on a panel at the Employee Benefit Research Institute Symposium in Washington, D.C., talking about his journey and how significant it's been on his life. So finance is one of those things where we're all expected to do it, and none of us are taught how. Not only are we not taught like the little teeny things that help you optimize, we're not even taught some of the basic things, you know, like balancing and checkbook, unless you're intentionally enrolled in certain classes. So, you know, we all kind of find our way how we do it, just doing the best that we can. And some of us find ourselves in a tougher spot in the front end. So, you know, that's kind of where I want to get started today is kind of, you know, deferring to Edson because, you know, I want you to have plenty of time to tell a story. So why don't you give us kind of a brief background, your origin story of where you started and what prompted you to reach out to the financial coaching line in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, as simple as I was buried in debt, right? Like from credit card debt, from private loans to go through college, and then my federal loans, it was pretty overwhelming. I had to take some time to like become self-aware. And even when I reached out to you all, to Linda, in my first call, I was ill-prepared, right? I didn't have my actual totals. And so I got some hard homework and had to really think about or really self-realize and like share this like burden on me. So it was really tough and I just needed the help. I had no idea how to just get myself out of this like, you know, hole or investment in myself, right? To feel like even at all comfortable and managing and just like kind of enjoying my life or even able to enjoy my life.
And Linda, you mentioned homework. I mean, maybe if you can remember, because you guys have been working together for a long time, right? How long?
Yeah, this was back in 2019 when Edson called. And I remember one of the questions I asked was, well, tell me how much credit card debt you have. And I could almost hear that he didn't even want to think about how much it was. So I was a little nervous to hear that number, but I gave him the homework to go and look at all of his credit cards, come back on our next conversation and really discuss how much credit card debt he was in and what the interest rates were. And honestly, I've been doing financial coaching for over 17 years. So Edson, it wasn't that bad when you told me that number.
I mean, it felt really bad, right? It was like, but it had been something that I had never shared with anybody else, right? It was like something that I just was like, okay, well, this is what it takes, right? So had to do it and consider myself super successful now, but it was a big burden to carry on my own.
So is that a common homework item you would say? I mean, I think it is sometimes just kind of looking at the numbers, assessing, getting the lay of the land, assessing the situation. And that kind of goes back to we all, myself included, we all just handle our finances however we have to, you know, and depending on our starting place. Some people are starting out more comfortable and maybe they have the bandwidth to start optimizing right away. Some people are starting, you know, maybe behind the starting line a little bit. And so you're just kind of pulling together whatever possibility for paying your bills and buying your groceries there in the beginning. And I was very intentional of wanting to use the word bandwidth because I am, you know, learning that things become timestamps. And I think bandwidth is going to be one of those words that's like a timestamp of like, my daughter's going to listen to this podcast, I hope, in like 5 years and be like, oh my gosh, my mom said bandwidth. Can you believe it? It's like everything's going to evolve. So, you know, we talked about where you started. You know, you were drowning. It's a lot of weight on your shoulders. Like, where are you at today, Edson?
Oh, man, Julie, it's a world of a difference in 2022. I've paid off all my credit card debt, all of my private loan debt, and just like waiting to figure out what to do with this, you know, federal loans. I'm in the forgiveness, but have an action plan on like how to tackle that as quickly as possible. I've been able to go on my first like real vacation, not really worry about money. Went to Hawaii about a month ago. I'm welcoming a puppy into my life. My credit score has skyrocketed into over 800. So just a ton of like personal stuff. And then for me, even through work, just having more capacity to be less stressed, right? Financial worries has always been my number one stressor. And I'm really fortunate to say I've been promoted twice in the last like 2.5-3 years. So just the ability not to worry, or just the mind share not to worry about budgeting and like making sure I have like know where every penny is going has been so alleviating, and like quality of life is so much better now.
I was so jealous to hear that Edson was going to go to Hawaii, but I was also so proud because he said he was not going to use his credit cards to put a lot of charges on. And, you know, it's not just me as one of the financial coaches. Edson has talked to quite a few of our financial coaches. And I know he had talked to Eric earlier on in the year about starting a vacation fund.
Yes.
So making sure that you had that cash so that you weren't putting new charges on the card so you could have fun and not worry about it while you were in beautiful Hawaii.
Yeah. And that's totally, my friends were asking like, how have you used, like, how did you do that? Right. And it was, I'm like, I had a financial planner help me think through like how to save money and like start a different bank account and like set my goal target, right, for how much money I want. And then I can go on vacation. And that's like, all things, I mean, Linda kind of just helped me figure out, right? Or, and you and the team. And so, yeah, now I have like an emergency fund, I have a vacation fund, I had a dog fund, right? So just like all these things that were just organizing my money, right? And for me, like I need to be very organized. I need the structure in my life. And that just like provided the guardrails to be successful. And then having the goals, right? Like you all, I'm self-driven, I'm self-determined like a lot of other folks. So it was nice to be like, I'm only one more payment into this. And then I'm like, I can go and think about whatever I need, right?
And I remember back in early 2021, one of the things you had said was, I'm thinking about getting a designer dog. Because obviously, if we look back, 2021, we were all kind of by ourselves, remote. Yeah. Not being able to see any other friends or so forth. So a lot of people did get dogs at that point, but I'm glad to hear that you didn't get a dog back in 2021 because dogs are expensive, especially puppies. I just went to the vet and I don't even know what we had done, but it was over $500. So dogs are expensive. So now that you're in a much better place, I'm glad to hear you took the time to really think it through before diving in and taking on that responsibility of being a pet parent.
Yeah, I had other opportunities, right? There was like, there are beautiful other dogs that I've seen. And then I'm like, it's not like I'm looking at my bank account, looking at my budget, looking at my model, right? I'm like, no, it's not time, right? So I've just become way more responsible. But what Linda has done for me is just like cultivate that like confidence, right? And given me like a couple of steps to think about before just like impulse buying, right?
So you mentioned like some steps that you took, or let's say how you're categorizing. You know, you've got your budget for your day to day. You've got your different kind of buckets, whether it's for emergencies or for vacation or for the dog. So when it comes to like the steps that you took, because I mean, yes, you and Linda worked together, but when you look back and you kind of like a high level, how would you categorize or how would you prioritize the steps that you took to get to this place?
Yeah, I think it was really all about just like tracking, right? Like, and understanding where I'm starting. And then I just created a simple like Excel, and I say model, but it's just like a couple of Excel formulas that just tracked if I paid, you know, what it looked like for the next, I don't know, I think it was like 12 months, and to see how fast I could pay off things, right? If I just paid them, not the minimum, but a little bit extra on things. So it was tracking that. And then at the end of the month or the beginning of the month, I would come back and reconcile. Was I actually really on budget? Was I able to, you know, put into my 401k and my like emergency fund, right? So it was just checking off things like that and then seeing if I had extra money where else I could, if I needed anything specific, as in like there was at one point where I had just moved into a new apartment, needed a bunch of things to get restarted. And so just like really thinking about like, is this, how like impactful will this be if I need this now? Or is this more of a just like, I want this because it looks cool or it tastes good or somebody else had it that I saw, right? Yeah, so it like tracking, rechecking, and then kind of doing that for the longest time for like since 2019, really.
So did you, this is a big question, you know, because we read articles, we, you know, hear people on other podcasts or TV shows, you know, giving financial advice that basically say, you know, you can be laser focused and cover a lot of ground in a very short amount of time. But, and Linda, you may agree, I sometimes find when people take that approach, it's kind of like dieting. You know, we can behave for a couple of weeks and then one weekend's going to come, we're going to go off the rails and stay off the rails for a while. So Edson, my question to you is, when you were tracking and when you were putting together this budget, did you make sure that you were kind of intentionally putting in some things that were just for fun to make it livable? Because this changed with you. I mean, it didn't happen over a quarter or even half a year. So how did you make sure that you were able to have some fun while staying within those parameters that you and Linda had set?
Yeah, I think it was. So for me, well, you might know this now after having chatted a couple of times, and I'm super social, right? So it was just making sure I had money for that, right? Whether it was like a happy hour drink with one of my colleagues or a dinner, but not overdoing it, right? Like I had, it was like 1 to 2 times a week. I do have to say the pandemic did help me out, right? Where a lot of things were closed and like kept me like that. But then as things started opening up, right, I was like, I had to make sure I was back on track. But yeah, I did make some room for it, but it was always, I mean, Linda was always pay whatever bills you need to pay off for the month, put money into your 401k, and then like whatever extra, and then your emergency fund, and then whatever extra is happening or that you have left over, you can reallocate where needed. So there was always a little bit of a cushion. It wasn't very large for the very beginning. It was like maybe like $100, right, for the first like year to two, and then paying off that first like private loan or credit card, whichever one you're working on, it was like a big game changer, right? Because that like snowball effect is super, super real and makes things move way faster. So, and it wasn't just like jump straight into it either, right? It was like, okay, this is, I tested it out like what I needed for the month and was like very honest with myself. But yeah.
So let's look then now, you know, go back to kind of that high level of how things feel differently now, you know, when you compare, you know, because there's some things that aren't necessarily related, but, you know, Linda and I can say we see that they're related when it comes to sleep, stress, how you are treating the people around you, how you feel about the people around you. So, you know, now that, you know, you've got so much behind you, your debt is behind you, you're getting ready to become a pet parent, how does it feel, finances aside, how differently do you feel?
It's, I mean, just a completely different person, right? There is, I still can't believe I went to Hawaii. I was in Hawaii for 10 days, like had a budget, right? I had saved up money, but it was the weirdest thing to go on like a real vacation and not stress out about like every single dollar being spent, right? It was like, yes, I would love to do that, right? Whether it was like snorkeling or just like trying a great restaurant that I heard from the locals, right? It was just that lack of stress and the ability just to enjoy is super different. Like I haven't felt this like very honestly ever really, right? So I feel way happier. I've talked to mentors and they just like, you look well rested. You look like you're happy, right? Maybe granted, I also have a different job now that I really enjoy, but it's all kind of hand in hand, right? Where there is not really that stress of like, I need to make sure I'm not spending that money because there's this thing that is always kind of looming over you. So that shadow is sort of gone now.
And Linda, how about from your perspective, the conversations that you were having with Edson back in 2019, where we hadn't even looked at how much debt was there compared to the type of conversations now? So like, how have those evolved?
Sure. And it's funny because Edson just mentioned how stress-free he feels, but we did have a conversation not too long ago that he was quite stressed about the recent market volatility.
Totally.
But the reason was because he has been putting money aside. He's got his IRA. He's got his 401k. So his stress was really looking at, gosh, my retirement nest egg, how's it being impacted? So he was being proactive and kind of looking at that. What are some things that I should be doing? Versus with a credit card debt, it was like, I don't want to look at that, you know, kind of human nature to not focus on what we're worried about.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I remember like emailing, I think it was pretty late at night too. I was like clearly updating my, you know, like my tracker and seeing like how I had done. And I was like, should not have looked at my 401k with like my heart sank because I've been putting in money and I'm like, oh man, it's not really there at the moment. But yeah, I mean, Linda talked me off the edge, right? She was like, it happens. Here are some resources to read through, and then read through them. And of course, like, yeah, makes sense. It is the long-term game for these investments, but clearly was like looking at updating things and should just like have not looked at that at that specific date and time.
Mm-hmm. And actually those late night emails, when he couldn't just pick up the phone and call and get access right away to a financial coach, like normally during business hours. So those late night emails helped me, especially early on in the pandemic, because it got me as a coach used to using Zoom. So instead of being on the phone, we were actually able to, you know, see each other on camera and pre-schedule those calls. Because I, just like everyone else, I was stuck in my office, you know, with being remote. I was a little bit used to it, but it was still during the pandemic, we were all alone. And it really helped to have that face-to-face through Zoom, although I know a lot of people make fun of all the Zoom calls now, but just having that, oh, he's emailing late at night, I've got to schedule a call. And then we were able to do that kind of face-to-face Zoom. That actually helped me, Edson. So thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah, we have progressed from being like on a phone call to, you know, as best as we can, being face-to-face, not in person. But yeah, it's been really fun to hear like Linda telling me, you know, advice on flights and things like that, right, to Hawaii. And then, yeah, so just like a bunch of, it's been really nice to see you.
So one of the things that came from the symposium a few weeks ago, Edson, you said something that had the whole crowd buzzing afterwards. The group of people that Edson was speaking to would be similar to our listeners that we have here. So these are benefits decision makers for large companies. And so we had a room full of people. And Edson, you said something about achieving financial wellness has increased your bandwidth to do other things. So I feel like I gave a lot of it away, but is there anything to that point that you can elaborate on?
Yeah, it was because I had just so much stress being buried for so long and not understanding what to do in my own personal life. I don't know if it really affected my performance at work, but I don't know if I was being able to give like it my all, right? Like it was, I mean, to have paid off the credit card debt and the private loans just created so much more space, right? Bandwidth capacity, and like it freed a bunch of like my mental strain that just like have allowed me to really focus in on work and the relationships and becoming a people manager at that moment, a leader on the team, and turning the page to becoming a proactive problem solver, which is like now the role I'm in. And so, yeah, it alleviated so much. And if I didn't have you guys, Financial Finesse, I honestly don't know where I would be, right? I wasn't in a space where I could have paid for a financial advisor or things like that. So to have this benefit that has led to a better quality of life, personally and professionally. So I'm like forever indebted and such an advocate for folks just to even have the conversation with you all.
So, you know, Linda, from your perspective, from an employee's standpoint, what would you say to somebody who's just now considering financial coaching, what do you think the best first step would be?
My perspective is just do it now. So even if someone feels like, well, I'm not really prepared to talk about my finances, that's okay. Because as a financial coach, one of the things that I do is I'll try to ask those questions that maybe you wouldn't even have thought about. So just come as you are, bring your true self, be open to answering all the questions your financial coach is going to ask you, because some of it's going to be very personal. And sometimes it may be embarrassing to talk about spending habits and so forth. But I would say our team of financial coaches, one of the things we really look for is empathy. You're never going to feel judged. We're there to help. So don't be embarrassed. Don't feel like you have to prepare. Just come as you are and we'll get you where you need to be.
So I loved having you guys on today. Edson, I'm so excited for you and your dog. Is it a girl or a boy?
He's a boy. His name is going to be Waffles. Love so that. I'm super excited. Yeah, I just got some videos that lit up my day yesterday. Definitely nervous. You know, Linda did share she had lost some valuable items, some shoes. So I'd love to hear how.
A lot. There's a lot of shoes. Yeah, that's going to be like the next coaching session. It's going to be the puppy. How to survive the financial impact of the puppy phase.
Yes. So buy locks for your closet door, especially if you have the like the accordion doors that you can push on. That's how I lost 15 pairs of shoes. I did not learn until my yellow lab was 2 years old that, oh, I should have just put a little latch on my closet door. But
I will be ordering those after we get off this. Absolutely. Oh,
so thank you so much, both of you guys, for joining today. Edson, I'm sure that we'll be working on other things in the future. Linda, I'm sure you're going to be on the podcast a dozen more times. You know, just kind of going back and touching some of the high points from today, you know, that I want to specifically touch on is that most of us come from a place where we're self-taught. You know, we're either self-taught or maybe we have a parent who kind of teaches us, but we're self-taught and we do have to be open-minded to the idea of there may be other ways to do things. And so being open-minded, using the resources that you have available to help you find your way, the budget that keeps you happy and keeps you moving forward, you know, so the goals that you set can be your own. And so that you do have the ability to live a little bit more carefree. We all have stressors. We can't get rid of them entirely, but to at least remove the money part can give you a lot of space to focus on friends and family and, you know, even work too, because work is what pays for all of these things. So thank you so much for joining us for Financial Wellness at Work. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Wellness at Work podcast from Financial Finesse. Join us next time for more stories, inspiration, and tips on transforming your financial life and future.